Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime! Kansas City wins the game!
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You were listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. You guys will be happy to know that that is the last Royals game that will interfere with the show. It is behind us. We have moved on. We no longer have to let the under 500 Royals interrupt our time together. This is quality time between us. You guys are going to be very annoyed with me by the end of this thing because we got 20 hours a week for the foreseeable future. I am very happy to be here. My name is Carrington Harrison. Rob Brenton is here taking you up until 6 o'clock. We're on a little bit later than usual because of the Kansas City Royals. And you know what? I want to start today's show by reading you guys a couple of stats. Now, you are probably thinking that this is where we do the 0-2 stats. You know what? I try to be a little bit less predictable than that. I mean, at some point, we'll get to the 0-2 stats, but I don't really think the 0-2 stats, especially when we are talking about the team that Kansas City is, I don't think it's that bad. Now, I know what the percentages say. Out of the last 41 teams that have started 0-2, only 5 of them have made the postseason. I think when you hear the teams that actually made the postseason, it will make a lot more sense to you, at least for me, why I'm not worried about the Royals and while I think the sample size is a little bit skewed. But that's not where I want to begin today's show. I want to give you guys a couple of quotes about the Chiefs offense because I think that's a great place to start. I personally am not nearly as worried about the defense that I am about the offense. If you've been listening to the show, I've told you guys, I don't think that they currently, I'm not talking about when Rice gets back, I'm not talking about Worthy, we'll see how healthy he is going to be for Sunday's game. I don't think there's a lot of dogs in the offense, and I think that is a major problem. I think in some ways the Chiefs front office has kind of let the offense kind of go its own merry little way, and they haven't put the necessary resources to give them a dynamic offense. So let me read you guys a couple of stats. This first stat comes from Nate Taylor. This is a crazy stat. Patrick Mahomes is just the second quarterback since 1950 to record double the amount of rushing yards than any other player on his team since Cam Newton with the Carolina Panthers. Think about all of the rushing quarterbacks we have seen since 1950 until today. I mean, we're talking about some dynamic running quarterbacks. We're talking about Lamar Jackson, Michael Vick. We can go up and down the list of quarterbacks that use their legs as a primary weapon, or you would consider them very dangerous, or running quarterbacks. The fact that Patrick Mahomes is on a list with Cam Newton for how often he has taken off, how effective he has been as a rusher, and how much better he is in terms of moving the ball via the ground than anybody else on the team is a major problem. Now, I've told you guys that before. I want to read to you guys a stat also from Nate Taylor of ESPN, because this, to me, gives you an insight into how the Chiefs are thinking and how they thought coming into the season. This is, again, from our dear friend Nate Taylor of ESPN. The Chiefs remain puzzled by its struggles in the run game. The team believed that Isaiah Pacheco was running like his old self in camp, and that would be productive out of the gate. Well, that has not been the case. You're right. Let's really examine this. Now, I don't need to go back and tell you guys that I saw this coming a mile away. Many of you also saw this coming from a mile away, that the Chiefs needed to do more this offseason in the run game, and they haven't done it. All right, we're here. You can't go back to April. You can't go back to March and tell the Chiefs how the beginning of the season is going to play itself out. We are now here. It is now the middle of September. They are getting ready for their game against the Giants. What does all of this mean? Now, number one, I can't believe that they're puzzled that they can't run the football. They couldn't run the football really at any point last season, and they brought back all of the same running backs. How can you be puzzled that you get the same results that you got last year? But again, I'm moving forward. I'm moving on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Chiefs at some point this offseason are either going to have to do one of these two things during the season. They're either going to have to trust Elijah Mitchell and Breshard Smith and believe that they are a part of the solution in turning this run game around, or they're going to have to make a trade for somebody else. The way that they are currently running the football is not viable long term. If you are looking to get yourself out of the hole that you have created, and not just that, if you are talking about being a Super Bowl contending team, the way that we all expect the Chiefs to be, this is not a long term plan of how your offense can continue to operate. So it doesn't matter how we've got here. It doesn't matter. It's like if you're driving around and you're lost, it doesn't really matter whose fault or why you got lost. Now your number one objective is, how do we get back to a place in which I know where I am so I can get myself safely home? That's why I am with the Chiefs. There's no crying over spilled milk. We all see the flaws in their run game. So whether you would say that it is the parts, whether you would say that it's the running back that they pick, whether you think it's the offensive line, whether you think it's the play calling, whatever you think that it is, none of that matters now. How do they get themselves out of this situation? They need to be willing to trade a sixth or a seventh round pick to go get themselves a running back. I don't know if they're going to be able to fix this with Isaiah Pacheco. He seems broken to me in a lot of ways. You remember the Isaiah Pacheco back in 2022, 2023. he ran with a certain level of fire, energy, and I thought that that energy motivated the rest of the team. I thought it really got everybody else energized and got everybody fired up. When's the last time you felt like you saw Isaiah Pacheco run that way? With that level of confidence, with that level of cut. He talked about this being a revenge tour. He sat in Brazil and said that it was going to be a revenge tour. It got me all hot and bothered. I'm thinking, all right, I see you, Isaiah. That is not where we currently are with this run game. So, Rob, as we begin the show, and I do want to play for you guys what Dan Orlovsky had to say about the Chiefs offense in the current state that he thinks that it's in, I'm surprised that they're surprised that they can't run the football. It is something that you and I have both noticed. Their plan on offense was seemingly hope that everybody was going to be healthy and bounce back to where they were, and that plan has gotten off to a very slow start. Isaiah Pacheco was not bounced back. You lost Xavier Worthy. You were maybe potentially planning on having Rice, at least for the early portion of the season, but they moved his suspension from the early part, from the middle part to the early part of the season. At least in terms of how the Chiefs sort of envisioned this thing, maybe you would say on May 1st or June 1st, very little of those things have actually gone their way. Now it is about how do you get yourself out of it, how you find a pathway to the other side. I don't know if they have the bodies. I don't know if they have the personnel to turn their run game around. If there is a position that they need to be aggressive in trying to go get, like if you were telling me right now that they could add one player from the Dolphins to their offense, if it is Tyreek Hill or Devon Achane, I think they need Achane the second half more than they need Tyreek Hill. I think they can be fine in the wide receiver room if they get guys back healthy. I don't know if they have the bodies to turn things around in that running back room without finding outside help.
So here's my thing. First off, I'm not surprised that they're not that they about their belief in their team. We disagreed with it all offseason. Not that we need to credit ourselves, but I kept saying their thought is Isaiah Pacheco is going to get back to that 900-yard-a-year guy. He hasn't. I'm stunned that they're stunned. We saw it. Hey, this guy fractured his tibia last year. Like, maybe he's not going to come back. He didn't come back healthy last year. And they just like, nah, he's going to be good. So I'm surprised that they're surprised because I feel like this was an obvious outcome, but that's neither here nor there. As far as the trade for running back, A, you know how I feel about trading for running backs. But B, are we sure that just cures the problem? Because Pro Football Focus, which when the stats are good, people love Pro Football Focus. When the stats are bad, people, oh, Pro Football Focus is the worst. But Pro Football Focus has the Chiefs as one of the worst run-blocking offensive lines in the NFL right now. Now, if you want to tell me sample size and it's two games, that's fine. But I'm not 100% convinced that it's a who stands behind Patrick Mahomes problem. It's possible it's the people blocking. And we'll play the, we got a break here in a second. We'll play the Dan Orlovsky cut. He points out what all of us can see. Trey Smith has not been good to start the year. Juwan Taylor has not been good to start the year. Creed Humphrey has not been good to start the year. Josh Simmons has. Kingsley's been totally fine. I wouldn't call him good. I wouldn't call him bad. I don't know if you're going to put Jim Brown back there. If that offensive line is not going to run block a little bit, it doesn't matter who's back there. Their run game is going to be bad. So, yes, Pacheco's probably not good enough. Yes, the other three Jags they have in the backfield, probably not good enough. But it doesn't matter who's back there. If that offensive line ain't creating any holes, we have a bigger problem on our hands because that's where they've invested their money.
No, 100%. And someone on the text line makes that same point. CDOT, this isn't an Isaiah Pacheco issue. It's a utilize the run consistently. Did Pacheco have 10 carries last week? The big dog rushers get 20 carries a game. Someone else said, Pacheco, it's not Pacheco. This team needs to commit to running the football. I want to tell you guys that the Chiefs, between Kareem Hunt and Isaiah Pacheco, they gave them 18 carries. They got 53 yards.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.